B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is time for, and it's something we do every day at 3:45, and somehow I forget that we do it every day at 3:45 because I'm an idiot. It's called What's Brewing with Jen, and it, of course, is we go around the globe to find out what's going on unusually that we can comment on and go, wow, that's a really weird story. It's brought to us by Duncan. Eagle fans, it's always game on with Duncan. Rewards members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Without further ado, here she is, Jen Scordo with What's Brewing with Jen.
You're all out of whack, Mike. You were off yesterday. It's General Knowledge Thursday.
I know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I forgive you. Not that you asked for forgiveness. But, okay, story number one. I'm assuming that this is that same snowstorm that I talked about the other day where all the pub people.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm assuming this is the same snowstorm. Forces customers and staff to sleep in an IKEA overnight. This is in northern Denmark, so it would make sense if it's that same Storm Arwen, I think it was called.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of customers and over two dozen employees got stranded by that snowstorm, spent the night in the store, but it's an IKEA. So they had all kinds of beds to sleep in. They had food. They had TVs. And again, they had a great time. They got up to a foot of snow. And it also trapped the employees and customers of a toy store, which was next door, which you could have fun with all night. You get trapped in the snow in a toy store and an IKEA.
I would enjoy that.
I would enjoy
that
too.
That I would enjoy. Plus, I can get away from people.
Yeah, you could go hide.
Not a space.
IKEAs are big.
That's what I'm saying. I love that scenario. Is much better for me personally than the bar.
Than the bar. Yeah.
So you can lay on the Ektorf sofa and the right next to the Dockstra table and the Kallax shelving units to put your books.
And you don't have to put any of them together because they have the
Poang armchair you can relax in.
There you go. Yes. You must have a lot of IKEA stuff in your house.
Back in the day when you're poor, I bought a desk. I remember an IKEA desk.
Oh, yeah. I've had IKEA stuff too.
With the Allen wrenches up the wazoo. I will never use another Allen wrench ever because of that store.
I'm with you. Okay, do you like cilantro, Mike?
I love cilantro.
Tyrone?
It gives a fresh little taste.
Yeah. It adds a little freshness, like you said.
All right, so you're not part of that 4 to 14% of the population that thinks it tastes like soap. I'm not either.
Well,
you've heard that. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't know about that.
It's
not perfect.
It has an unusual taste,
though. Yeah, but not soap.
All right, there is a large population of the human race that, when they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap to them.
Really?
You've never heard that before?
No, I never have. It is a peculiar taste, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, Chipotle is jumping on that, and they're actually selling cilantro soap. You can get it for anyone that maybe loves cilantro in your life, or maybe
hates
it. It's
not a bad idea. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, because we have rosemary soap.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have all
the soap. Other herbs.
So, Chipotle getting in on the marketing of it. They also started, which I think is really cool, something called Chipotle Goods Avocado Dye Line. So they're making merchandise, like clothing, but it's dyed using avocado pits. And it's upcycled, and it's all good for the environment. Really cool.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think that was
easy. You can get the burrito bowl, and then you get grab a soap one that you like to have it at the register.
And then go get a hoodie or something that was dyed with avocados. Yeah, and you can also get a cilantro lover badge through December 8th. If you really love cilantro, you can get a badge that you put on your app saying that you love cilantro, and they're going to get you your food faster when you go order it.
Here's the problem with cilantro as it is with parsley. You can't possibly use all that's in the bunch. And then it wilts and it stinks, starts to stink.
You
can't freeze it.
Well, yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you can't freeze it.
It changes.
So, it's
you
a
don't
waste.
Just put it in like a glass with water? Like I use some and then I put it in a glass with water?
You'll preserve it for a little while.
Yeah, it doesn't last forever.
You can't possibly use, I don't understand what these big bunches when it comes to parsley and cilantro. There should be little bunches. I don't get it.
You know what you need, Mike? You need an arrow garden. I have an arrow garden where you just go snip it off, whatever you need, and then you use it, and then it still continues to grow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's good. Well, you have your grow light.
It's
the same principle.
Yeah, but it doesn't fix the problem of the grocery store over bunching.
No, it does not. All right. And the last story, Mike, this is for you. It's all about Law and Order, which I still haven't seen.
Okay.
So Mariska Hargitay, is that how you say her name?
Mariska.
Yes. Mariska.
Mariska. Mariska.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She confronted a singer who kept interrupting a Law and Order filming. So they were in New York in Washington Park, I believe it was, and they're trying to film a scene, and there was a, you know, people are standing around watching the whole scene happen, and there was a guy that just kept singing. Every time they would say action, he would start belting out some song, and other production assistants went over to talk to him, and he just kept on singing. So finally, she went up to him, Hargitay did, and said, "We love your singing. It's been beautiful, but could you not sing while... as soon as they say action, just stop singing, and then you can start right back up again when they stop." And he said, "Okay, yeah, I guess that's all right." And then they started laughing and joking together. She took some photos with him, and they became friends,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I read that story. That's interesting. She's supposed to be a nice person.
Yeah.
Like, she's a
regular
person.
That's what everybody
person.
Says, yeah.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield's daughter. Jane Mansfield's daughter.
Is she really?
Yes.
I need to learn more
about this whole
thing.
She got the scar on her face from the accident that killed her mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yep. That's like a well-known thing for a while.
Jane Mansfield's her mother?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Her father was the famous guy.
Her father was like a bodybuilder or
something.
Tarzan
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was in Tarzan movie.
Yeah, because he was a bodybuilder.
Right.
That's how he got cast there. Yeah, but she got scarred in the accident that killed her mother.
How about that?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was in Washington Square Park yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when they were filming, but...
Well, I gotta tell you, that's a very weird spot.
Is it? Because, I haven't been in a long time.
I'll tell you a little later in the show. But there were, like, vendors outwardly selling pot products.
It's
legal there.
Decriminalized up there.
Well, no, recreational is legal.
Legal, yeah.
In New York, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, my parents came to town. We went to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. I mean, you get off the train, and you can smell
it. When I said to the guy, I go, "Well, aren't you worried about getting pissed?" He goes, "No, I know the park people. They tip me off if the cops are coming around."
He might not have a license to sell it, or, you know, I don't, but it might be some other illegal.
It might be over the quantity, but you can smoke on the street.
Recreational marijuana is legal in New York State.
Wow.
Yeah. See? There you go. Lots of knowledge. We just threw a lot of knowledge at each other.
Well, then what I bought wasn't illegal.
Bringing it back state live, baby.
All right. That was What's Brewing with Jen. And that was brought to us by Dunkin'. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.